Viter in Shas Rav Mitzia Daf Kufda. Pick him on Kuf Gimel Beis Bada Ba Mada Beis Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok the Halakim Mishnah. Makabas Sada Mechaveiro. Someone who leases a field from his friend. Vehi Beis Hashlachin or Beis Ha'ilan. It's a Beis Hashlachin. Rashi explains what's the Beis Hashlachin. Karka Yavesha. It's a dry land. The low diet of Megisham. It's not enough that is the rain there. It needs more. Mimayan Shaba Mashko. So it has a spring there, a natural spring that goes and waters it. Or let's say Beis Ha'ilan, Ubishvil Ilan, Ahu Chaviva La Aris. And because there's a tree there, fruit trees that are over there, and therefore it's chaviv to the person, to the sharecropper, shenotel chelik papyrus b'otorich, he gets to take some of it without having to do any work. So then what happens? Yavesh ha-mayan v'nikas ha-ilan, and the mayan dries up, the wellspring dries up, or the tree gets chopped down. Einu menakalo min chachoro. He doesn't take off any of the price that he has to go and he has to pay. You know, he sets up a certain amount from chachoro is, you know, how much amount is going to pay the landowner per year. It doesn't go down. Why is it that doesn't go down? It says Rashi, im kibu memene b'chachiros bekach, if you said, I'm giving you X amount, you know, per year for renting it. V'kach korin l'shana demeikara lo galidaiti demishumayan o eilan tafila b'chachirusa, because he didn't b'chachirusa. He didn't explain explicitly that the reason why he wants it is because of these things. All he said is you're taking this field. Not my problem that this mayan dried up or that the tree dropped down. It dropped down. Im amar lo chachor li sedei beis hashlachin zu. Now, if he said, let's say the farmer says to the landowner, says, "Give, I want you to lease me this particular field, this irrigated field, then beis hashlachin oste beis ha'ilan ze, or this particular beis hashlachin with this beis ha'ilan yavish mayan beis ha'ilan. Then, if it goes to dries up or gets chopped down, menakalu min chachuro, he can decrease the price of what it is that he was getting. You just evaluate how much is it worth now that it no longer has these benefits and perks. Zok the Gemara, what in fact the Gemara? What exactly is the case we're dealing with over here? Elim Idiyavishnara Rabbi, you want to say that it is a major river dried up. Rashi says, Shakol Mashkim Yemenu, and everyone goes and waters from there. Then Amayinu Menaka Limit Chachoru. Why is it that you can't lower the price over here? Name Alei Makas Medina. He should be able to say back, listen, it's Makas Medina. Rashi says, Utanala Kamam Pirkam, we're going to learn the Kufayim Abbas. Hamakabal Sadam Chavero, Ve'achla Chagav. You also have these Chagavim, grasshoppers that come. Oh, Shinif She. Nishtifa im Makas Medina Menachem Nechachiros. That if it's called the Makas Medina, it's happening to everyone, then you actually do go ahead and you lower the rent over here. So why is it that he shouldn't lower it? Amar Papa the Yavish Narazuto. We're talking about where a small little river dried up. Rashi says Amas Hamayim Shemishicha Min Nahar Gadol Eitzal Bika LaHashkos Mimena. What it is that there was this little furrow, this little canal that would come from the big river to the valley over there to go in and to water it. The Amar Lay that the landowner cannot say to him. Peep, turn the page. Kuf Dalet Omid Aleph. He cannot say, what do you want from me? The problem is the fact that they don't have that little stream. Go ahead, get a bucket, go get the water, bring it over here. It's not my problem. Amra Papa, Hani Tarta Mesisa Kamaisa, the first two missions that we saw so far, the two Mishnayas, Mishkachasla Bain Bechachranusa, Bain Bekablanusa. We find it by a Chocher and by a Kablan, by a Aris. Whether we said yesterday whether it is a chokhar is that you get X amount that you're going to give towards rent for the year, and the kablan is generally you give a certain percentage. So we found that the mishnayos can work with both of them. We can't ve'elech, but from here on, de'isa b'kablanusa, lesa b'chachronusa, de'isa b'chachronusa, lesa b'kablanusa. We're not going to find that everything is going to work with each one. It's going to work with one, not the other. Now, next part of the mission. Imam alocha chardli said the b'sa shalchon zeh. If he said, I want you to rent me this particular field, v'amai, right? Then if it dried up, he could take off, a certain amount. Why? Why doesn't the landowner be able to say back, like Rashi says, Kachi Nikres. It's just the name of it. I didn't hire you because of the fact that it has, because of the benefit here. I'm just calling it by the name. Not that it's particular to it. It says, go on, Milo Tani, in a brace, I like that. Now, it's important to note, he's not the one who said it. It was the other one who said it. Right, it was the sharecropper said, "I want this beis hashlachan, whatever it is." So why is it saying lemele shma ba'ama amri lach? I said to you, and it's because when he responds back to him, he says, "Oh, this field, yeah, no problem." And he says, "The beis hashlachan field or the one with the trees." But the point is that the landowner can say, "That's all I meant is just so you know which field it is." Right, Milo Tani willing to brisa. We're going to see a whole support of ideas here to show that. You just call something by a certain name, and therefore it doesn't mean it itself. Didn't we learn? That I'm selling to you a base core of earth. base core is a certain measurement. The core is 30 sa'ah. So one saw comes out to 50 by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square amos. So when we say so a base core comes out to be 30 times that, it comes out to 75,000 square amos. So if a guy goes, I'm selling to you a base core, even though it's only a lesser, because it's half a core, it's half of the size, it doesn't matter. Still, it ends up being a higio. It works. It's a good sale. Shalom Achalo El Lashma. Always just calling, that was the name it was called. People called it that. Vahuda Miskari base car. Right, that's only if it's known to be the, you know, that's what the people call it. Karmen Mochalacha. And also if someone says, I'm selling you a kerem, a vineyard, Afal Pisha Ainbo Gefanim, that even if it ends up being no grapes over, there's no gefanim, no vines, Higio, it still works. Shalom Achalo El Lashma for the name. Vahuda Miskari Karmen, that's what people call it that. Paradise Ani Mochalacha. If someone's selling you a paradise, a orchard, and we're saying this is of Rimonim. Alpha Bishen Bo Rimonim, even though there's no Rimonim, there's no trees there. Higio, it still works. Shalom Machalo El Lashma. He just wanted to be clear which field he's talking about. Vehu Demiskar Paradis, that's when it's called that. Amo, what do we see? Amar Le Shema Ba Amar Melach. He could say, look, I'm just saying to you the name of it, and therefore I shouldn't have to pay you anything. Hachanami Nema Le Shema Ba Amar Melach. All I'm saying is the irrigated field is what it's called, but even if it doesn't have the thing, I don't care. So why is it that he gets money reduced after that happens? Amr Shmuel Lokasha. Had Amrli Machia Lechocher. The Braisa is talking about the Had Amrli Machia Lechocher, where the landowner spoke to the farmer, and that's when you say that I was just saying your name. Had Amrli Chocher Lemachia. But in our Mishnah, when it's you deduct, it's when the Chocher says to the Machia, and he's Dafka telling him, I want it. He's not saying, you know, which field it is, but he's using a particular word. Amrli Machir lechocher shema ba'ama amar. If it's the landowner sharecropper, so then he's just calling it by a name, but doesn't mean in particular. Amar lechocher lemachir, then pay these makban on it. Ravina amar, no, you can answer either of you really both of them. The amar lemachir lechocher, both of them are talking about the fact when the landowner is selling it to him, and yet still he shouldn't take off. Me amar zeh. All right, and still we'll be able to make a distinction. When it says this one, like look in the Mishnah, it says this Beis HaShlachin, it's mashed that they were in the actual field itself. Beis HaShlachin, why do you have to say they were Beis HaShlachin? If the whole reason is that you should know which field we're talking about, we're in the field right now. Just say this, this one. See, Beis HaShlachin means it's Dafka this. So the landowner was telling him the field as it is right now with this stream over here, therefore it dries up, he can get a deduction in the price. Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah, Mekabel Sada Bechaveru Vehovira. Let's say I go and I lease a field from you, and I just leave it. I don't do anything with it. Rashi says, Shelo Charcha Velo Zara. I don't plow it. I don't plant it. Nothing. Then what do we do? What we do is, Shaman Osa Kama Rui Alasas. We evaluate how much it normally would go ahead if you would work it properly. Work it. How much it would plant, it would reap. Rashi says, Kagon Mikablana Shakibul Mechsel Shishorvia. It's talking about where he accepted upon himself that he's going to pay half of the produce, a third or a quarter. Rashi says, Aval Chachronos Lo Shaykh, but there's no question over here. Ha Demai Shaman. Like there's no evaluating here. He said in Chachirus that type of deal is that you give, say I'm giving X amount, regardless of how much it comes from the land. That's what we said before. Some things are going to apply to one, not the other. You go and you give it to the landowner. Shekach kosev lo, but this is what he writes when they write up their contract. Im ovir velo avid. If I just leave it as is without working it, Rashi says, "Asen a bora, v'lo avid, v'lo aser ba pu'ula u'ila." I don't do the proper thing, so ashalim b'mitva. I'm going to pay according to the best. About how much it's going to grow, says the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, ha'yadorish l'shon hadyot. That is, says Rashi, that Sheregilo had Yotos Lichtov. If you had these regular people that would go and they'd write different contracts, Shaloket Takanas Chachamim, not within accordance of the Takanas Chachamim, Haridori Shaloshon, he would darshan the wording that's there, Livso Kadinachar, to Paskin, like it's actually written the thing. So the way that it's written, even though this is not the way the Chachamim did it, that's how you go with it. Titania, we learned today, so we may or may im over velo avid. If I leave this field without working at all and I don't work it, I shall be made, so I'm going to pay according to the best, simply the best of what it's worth. That's what I'm going to pay. So he would say that he's chayav to go and to follow this, even if he doesn't work it at all, he has to go, he has to pay that amount. Rabbi Yehuda Yedorish Loshen Hedyot. Says the Gemara, wasn't only a mayor, but you'd also with Darshan Loshayot the times in the Brisa, but Omer Adam maybe carbon Ashir al Ishto. A man has to bring a rich person's carbon for his wife. Different types of carbonos. There are certain types that if you have less money, you can give less. So let's say that comes up by a woman as a baby, she brings a carbon, but she can't afford it. She brings a little bit less. If they're an animal, then it goes down to different types of birds, and then it goes down to different types of flower. So the same thing also with Saras, they bring less. So Yehuda is saying that if a husband goes ahead and he is rich, he can't go and say, oh, my wife doesn't have anything, therefore she's considered poor, and she can get away with this lesser carbon. Not just other maybe carbon, not shall ishto. Shu chayev a carbon li daso v'tzaraso. Vim he's chayev in this. Vim hu asher is rich. And yochalomer, he ain't lo klom. V'tipata v'carbon ani. She's everything. She can be part with that. V'chein kol carbon v'carbon she chayeves. And also every carbon that she is chayev to go and bring, Rashi says, shalo ben nede unedava. Can go and carbon zivsa v'asham v'chato sha'alea. Right, he has to give if she has to bring if we came to Zava, or she has a chatos and asham that she has to do for some certain yisurim, he has to go and pay for it, but not for things that are nedarvos, not a nether nedarva. That's not that's up, she shouldn't have done that. Shekach kasivla, because this is what he writes in the Ksuba: a Christ islich alai min kadmas dina, the chiyuvim that you have on you. Even those that come from before, right now. So he's going to do it. Hilla Zakin Ayadorish Loshened, Yuvasu Darsh Loshened, the time of the Brisa, Anshe Alexandria, Hoyu Mikachinus, the Shosayim, the men of Alexandria would go and marry their women, marry their wives, Mucheres. At the time that they were going to go to the chuppah, if other people had come and they would grab them and then they would go and marry them. Well, that's a bit of a problem because we know they did the first step of marriage is Kiddushin, and then you have Nisuin. So they grab them by the Kiddushins after the Kiddushin stage. They wanted to go and make the kids Mamzerim. And he says to them, have you Liksuba Simchem? Bring to me the Ksuba of your mother. These are the Ksuba on the day that they would do the Erisin. Now she says, Shekosan Lem Biyom Erisin. If you look Suvas Iman, they brought the Ksuba of their mamas, much as Shekosabam, and they found that they were written in them, Likishati Kansi Lechuppah heavily into. When you enter in Chuppah, then you'll be to me as a wife. Right? She says, V'kidushin Amanaskin. V'lo Chaluch Kidushin Ba'ad Shetikanas Chuppah. Kidushin doesn't take effect until they go into Chuppah. V'arei Chotva Kodam Lekach their grab before they went to the Chuppah. Says the back of the Gemara, V'lo Sabanei Mamzerim. They didn't make their kids into Mamzerim. So you saw because they would go ahead and he would Darish Loshen Hedyot. Rabbi Shom Mekacha Yedarish Loshen Hedyot. Titania, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shom Mekacha Omer, Hamavas Chaver Lo Yimashkinenu Yosem Echavo. If somebody lends somebody money, if I lend you money, I can't go and take a mashkin more than the value that you owe me. Rashi says, Yedei Lo Yimashkinenu, Yedei Shleach Bezin B'mashkin Shu Yoser Yeser Echavo. Don't give more than the thing itself. Shekach Kos V'lo, because this is what the borrower writes to the lender in the shtar. He gives him Tashlumta de Islach Alai Kol Kavel Dichi. The rights that of getting back of repayment that you have over me are Kol de Kavel Dichi or anything are equal to the amount of the value of this thing. Rashi says Imeshiv Lo as a vote Lizman Meruba Shaman as a Mashkin Mikosev Lo Zebishtar Yulecha Kol Tashlumin Alai Lepara Remeni Dmei Mashkin Zeb Imeshkeni Yosel Chovo Nimsa Gove Shalokaden. It ends up being more than you took something Shalokaden only that amount. Time of the cost of Leachah, the only reason why he can go and he could get it is because of the fact that he wrote this in the shtar and gave it to the lender. Ha'i lo cost of Leachah, if he were in the lo kanya, he wouldn't be able to go ahead and be kone. What happens a lot of times is Rashi's points out taking one step back. We just read that it may shivlosa avot, meaning to say that if it's a poor person you lend to, and now he owes you and he gives you a mashkin, mashkin is like his pajamas. So he's supposed to give it back to him at night to be able to sleep in it. But the problem is, what happens if you give it to him for an extended period of time? And you want to make sure you're not getting messed over, so you write a shtar to tell you that you evaluate the mashkin, and you write to him, Zeb shtar yelecha, that all everything I owe you could go and take from me the value of this mashkin. Because it was more than that he's taking Shalukadin. Time of the Kus of Lehachi from it comes out that the only reason the lender can go and collect it after is because the borrower wrote this shtar and gave it to the lender. Now, what are we talking about that he can go and take it? We're talking about from his kids. Rashi says, Klomer, Lamale Lemichtav Le, Va'amar of Yochanan, Mishkano, Veheshiv Lo, Esa Avut, Umais. If he ends up giving it back to him for an extended period of time, and then he dies, halove shomto amal, umeis halove shomto amalve me'al ban. If he can go and take it from the kids, v'lova kishar metatlin diaspi delo mishtabdei lebalchov. It's not like other things that they have that it doesn't go to the balchov. The kevin demashkenei kanya ki didei leguvainu. Since he already was kohen, it's different. It belongs like it's to him. Ha'ilo kasav le'alkis as gemar. If he hadn't written it like this, then lo kanya. He wouldn't have been able, the lender would not be able to get this thing because he holds it the right, he holds that right only as long as he has the mashkin. So if he gives it back, then he loses it. I, v'ha'amar of Yochanan. So if you're Yochanan, well, this doesn't make sense. Mishkino. Let's say a lender took a mashkin from the bar, took a security. V'heshev lo a mashkin mace. He gives it back, then the guy dies. Shom tomei al gabei banav. He can go and pull it off the sons. He can take it back from them. So we see as his thing, even if he doesn't have the shtar. So what are you talking about? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Dalet, Amud Beis. Ahani Ksiva Ligeiraon. The shtar, the writing of the shtar helps if the value of the thing went down in the interim. It says Rashi, Ashtar Mo Lepachos Damav. Im Yipachsu. He used it, then you can go and get back from any other property whatever's written in the shtar. Rabbi Yossi, he would also go and he darish loshen edit. The time of the bites, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Makom Sharagolasas, Ksuva Milva, Gova Milva. Rashi explains what we're talking about over here is Rashi Shakoma Shakosa Bishtar Ksuba Vidin the Dunya. This is that when the person comes into the marriage, there's an adunya, there's a dowry, which is coming in written to the husband. And when it's written as a milva, as a loan, then what happens is a loan that if the husband dies or if they get divorced, then that means he has to go and he has to return it. Gova milva, the husband can collect the value from the father-in-law like he would a loan. Rashi says, Baal gova me'avi habas kol ma shekosa b'k subasa ki'ilu halveyu, as if it was lent to them. Lichbol, in a place where the custom is to go ahead and to double the value, Rashi says, l'shumis mash mechneses lo kiflayim b'damav b'shvil kavod, for honor, v'lichtov kiflayim k'subasa k'shi'i yotza einu nefras elechetzi, and when she goes out, she only gets like half of that. Gova mechsa, the husband can go ahead and collect only half of the amount that's stated in the ksuba. Right, in these places, it's known to be that what they do is they double the value. And when a woman collects a ksuba when they get divorced, or if they get divorced, or when he dies, if he dies before her, she collects only half of the value of it. And therefore, at the time of the marriage, he can only go ahead and collect half of the amount that's written in the ksuba. Nahar bloy gavu tilsa. These people, nahar bloins, would collect only a third of that was written in the ketubah. They wouldn't double it, they would triple it, so they ended up taking a third of it. Okay, Meremar Magbim Nami Shvacha. He would let the chassan collect the Nami Shvacha, even the bigger amount. Rashi says, Kol Mash Hayakosif, Vikofel, Hayagove, Me'avi Abbas. He can look at the amount that was written over there. Whatever's written over there, that's what it's going to take. Amar Levino, Meremar Vatanya, I belong to the Brisa, Lichbol, Gove, Mechsa. Unlike what you said, Lokasha, Hadakani Mine, Hadalokani Mine. This Maidin is where the Chasin made a Kenyan. From the father-in-law, and the other one is where the chassan didn't make a kinyan on the on the Nedunya from the father-in-law. So Meremer is going to basically say that in the minug to go in and to do more, to double it or triple it, whatever, the value of it, the chassan can normally take half of it. But if they do a kinyan with the father of the bride, then to go and get it, then he gets the entirety of it. Story time. Ravina mishabach v'kasiv librate. The Ravina did this idea of Mishabach is like when they increased it, they exaggerated the value of it. And he wrote more in the Ksuba for his daughter, Amalei. So the Chassan's family said, Nikni Mineimar Lemar. Let's do a little Kenyan here. Amalei says, Imikna Lomichbal. If you want to do that, then it's not being doubled in the Ksuba. Imichbal Lomikna. But if you want it to be doubled, then there can be no Kenyan. Because then he knows he's going to be stuck with that. Who gavad Amalei? There was a story time about a guy. Important to note, when this whole exaggeration thing, in order to actually be chashuv to the bride, it's honoring her. Say, look how much is being written over here, but in actual value, you only get half of that. Okay, ahu gavadam elohu havu la arba mezuzei lebrate b'ksuvasa. Give 400 zuz of my stuff to my daughter in her ksuba. And this was done in a place where they normally double it up, so I didn't know what he meant. Shalach of Acha Beredu of Avi Lekamidu of Ashi Arba Mea Deinun Tamne Mea. Did he mean the 400 zuz and now he read as 800 zuz? Arba Mea Zuzay Deinun Masan. Maybe he meant 200, but he meant double up and then read as 400. Am Rav Ashi Chazinan Iyamar Havula. Like, let's see. If the father says, give her Arba Mea Zuzay Deinun Tamne Mea, he meant that it should be 400 zuz, which really written down as 800. Iyamar Ksovu love, he said to write it, then Arba Mea Zuzay Deinun Masan. He meant 200, and if write it as 400 to double. Igadam Iyamar Ravashi, some say Ravashi is Chazinan. Let's take a look and see. Iyamar Liksubasa. If the father said the money should be given for her Ksuba, Arba Mea Zuzay Deinun Tamne Mea, then he means the dowry of 400, which is written as 800. Amar big suba, right? The first one says lik suba. This one's big suba, right? Inner suba. So arba meizuzay dinan matan really means 200 to be written down as 400, right? It means write 400, which is really 200. Veloi, but really not. Lo shtad da amar lik suba, lo shtad da amar big suba. Doesn't matter either way. Arba meizuzay dinan matan means 400, which really is 200. Ad amar havelo stam until he says give it to her, right? Then it says that stam without mentioning the suba at all. Then it would be it could be 800, but otherwise it's going to be 200 means 400. Ahu gavra, there's a story about a guy, the kibel arabe chavre. He leased the field from his friend, the kablonus. And Amar e muvair nallah yivn allah alfa zuz. And he said, if I leave the land without working it at all, then I'm going to give you 1,000 zuz over tilsa. And then he left 1/3 of the land unworked. So now the dinner question is, what does he have to do? Amr Nair Dai, Dina who the halacha is, the yayav le tlas mea utlas and tlas of a tilta. He has to now give 333 and a third zuz for leaving that part fallow, because he said, I'll give you 1,000 if I leave a fallow. He left a third of a fallow, so played it into thirds. Rav Amar, asmachtehi. No, it's asmachta lokanya. Asmachta is not kone. That's a smachta, as we've learned in the past. In this context, what it means is that just as you rely on me, I'm speaking in such terms, like I'm definitely going to work this land. If not, I'll give you 1,000. And therefore, you don't have to go ahead and actually do this. According to Rava, why is it different than we learned in the Mishnah that the farmer has to do what the minigamakam is? Right? Has to do what's in the contract. Im ovir velo a'avid. He says, if I leave it on and I don't work it, ashalom b'meitva, I'm going to pay according to the best of the land. So what do we see? We see that the commitment of the farmer not to leave the land unworked actually is binding. So here also the farmer should have to pay the amount that he promised for the amount that he actually left off. So the Gemara, no, you can't compare them, because Hasam lo kagazim over there, he's not exaggerating the amount that he's going to pay for leaving the land, right? He doesn't say, I'm going to give you something. Rashi says, Einu mekabel lo davar guzma, ela kemishpat, v'lav asmachta, yidachi apseda, therefore he's going to lose that. Hacha kibbet the kamar milsa, yiserti, he said an extra thing over here, some crazy thing. Guzma ba'almahu, the kagazim, he was just exaggerating, not actually committing himself to go and do such a thing. Next story here, Ahu Gavra. The Kabul Ara Lashumshime. There was a guy who leased a field, and his goal was to plant Shumshime Rachov Shumshum sesame. Where it says Kablonas Haisa, Lazar Shumshum, Vahin Yakarin Minachitin, more valuable than the Chitin, Machishan Akarka Yosem Minachitin. But it weakens the ground more than the Chitin. Zorachite. So let's try again. Who gathered the Kabul Ara Lashumshime? Zorachite. He released it to do sesame. And he ended up planting wheat instead. Of the chite kishumshime, and it happened that the field produced the wheat
as chashev as sesame. That's what it would have been. So in other words, it became very, very good. And the price of wheat also was high over there than the norm. And the landowner, therefore, didn't lose out any money from the wheat being planted instead of the sesame. And the landowner also gained from the fact that his soil didn't become worse because it was done with wheat. So now, Savar of Kahana, the mayor wants to say, Menake Lei Kachasha Da'ara. The landowner has to take off from his value the fields going down that would have happened had the sesame been planted by the sharecropper. Meaning that Rashi says, Balakarka Mechalko Dme Kachasha Da'ara, Masha Hisa Mechashas, Emoisa Zara Shumshamin, Yosem Ishazara Chitin, Valitul Bachitin Shior Shumshamin, Shari Lochisha Kokach Machmasa Chitin. So the landowner shouldn't take a full-on amount of the wheat, even though that amount would be equivalent in the value of what he would have gotten if he would have done sesame. But he should take off a certain amount from this portion because of the gain that he got from having his field returned to him in a better condition than it would have been if it would have been sesame. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Amar Inchi, Kachosha Ari. People say, let a field become weak, but don't let the profits of the person be depleted. So therefore, no, he doesn't have to go out and give it up. Who gave another story to Kabbalah Ara the Shum Shami? There's a guy who took it upon himself, I'm going to lease your land in order to do shimshimi, and I'm going to give you a certain percentage. Zara chiti, instead he did wheat, of the chiti tfeim in shimshimi, ended up doing more. Savar avinul meimar, right, he ended up doing of the chiti tfeim in shimshimi. Hold on 1 second. Here, it ended up doing more than shimshimi, right? That would have been. Therefore, he got more profit. So, the landowner is to give the sharecropper the gain between the value of what it was and what a sesame would have been. Now we knock it off. Did the farmer bring about the gain by himself? And the field's not the one who's doing it? So obviously, the increased value of the land also part of it. Therefore, the landowner doesn't have to give any greater share of the wheat. They say in Nardai, Hi Iska. You know what, folks? We're going to stop over here. This starts a whole new series. So we're going to start over here. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.